Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for worshiping you.
谢谢你，我们有这种敬拜你的荣幸和特权。
I ask that you be with us in our class.
在我们上课的时候，求你和我们同在。
In the worship service.
在我们敬拜的时候。
You will help those who are sharing their testimony today.
今天要做见证的几位弟兄姐妹，求你和他们同在。
Your presence.
我们。在我们敬拜的时候，我们会看到你，我们感受到你的存在。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We've been looking at what it means to be holy.
我们在看圣洁意味着什么。
In the historical books, the focus is on a heart that is undivided.
这个历史书卷，它所专注的就是一个专心一意的心，专一的心。
So we saw the example of someone like David, whose heart it says was perfect, undivided towards God.
所以我们就看到大卫的例子，就是他的心是一颗专一的心。
And then someone like Asa, who worshipped God, but also his heart pulled him away.
另外就像亚撒，他虽然也敬拜神，但是他的心呢就把他给带走了，就是他的心是有别的东西把他的心给拽走。
And these books, the historical books, show us that although in our humanity our performance will never be perfect.
这些历史书卷向我们显示，虽然在我们的人性中，我们的表现可能不会完美。
We can have a heart that is focused on pleasing God and loving Him.
我们可以有一颗心，就是专注在我们要讨神的喜悦，爱他。
We saw that to be holy is to say a complete yes to God.
我们就是你看到说，圣洁就意味着对神说永远的一个完全的是。
And to continue day after day to say that yes to Him.
然后就是每一天继续不断的对神说我愿意。
Now for this week we're going to be looking at the prophets.
那今天呢，我们开始来看。那些先知
The prophets confront Israel and say, "Your heart is not holy."
这先知就是挑战、质问那个以色列人民族说，你们的心是不圣洁。
But much of their message focuses on the actions of the people.
但是他们的信息很多时候呢，就是在谈，在集中在这些以色列人的行为上。
Because we are very good at kind of creating this false division.
因为我们很擅长就是有这种假的这种就是其实不就是不切实际的虚假的这种分割。
Where we say, no, I don't really obey God in my actions.
我们会说哦，我虽然在我的行为上我没有真正的顺服神。
But my heart is good.
但是我的心是好的。
And the prophets say.
然后先知就说。
If your heart is righteous,
如果你的心是公义的，圣公义的
，your actions will be righteous.
那你的行为也会是公义的。
And so, more than in any of the books we've looked at before, their focus is going to be on right actions.
所以呢，就不像我们以前看的这个先知的信息更集中在这个公义的行为上。
And specifically, right actions towards other people.
尤其是对。周围的人对他人的这种公义的行为。
Because the prophets insist that number one, if your heart is righteous, your actions will be righteous.
因为先知就坚持说，第一点，如果你的心是公义的，你的行为也会是公义的。
And second, that if your heart is right towards God, your actions towards people will reflect that.
第二点就是说，如果你对神的心是对的，那你周围对周围人的关系，你的态也会在跟周围人的关系上显示出来，也是对的。
So let me start with some examples from the prophets where they say to the people, "You are not holy."
所以呢，我们先来看一些例子，先知对百姓说，你们不是圣洁的。
And I just want to read a few of these, give a few of these, so that you see how they portray the nation of Israel at that time.
所以呢，我先给大家一些例子，看他们是如何来描述，来描述这个以色列的国民，他们的行为是不公义的。第一个是以赛亚书59章。
Verse 6, their works, their actions, their works are works of iniquity.
59章第6节说，你们的行为就是罪孽。
Deeds of violence are in their hands.
手所做的都是强暴。
Their feet run to evil. They are swift to shed innocent blood.
他们的脚奔跑行恶，他们急速流无辜人的血。
Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity.
意念都是罪孽。
Desolation and destruction are in their highways.
所经过的路都荒凉毁灭。
He's writing to people who continue to follow all of the sacrifice and all of the, those rituals.
他写给就是这些写信受众的这些百姓呢，都是还继续的跟随这个献祭系统啊，也在献祭。
But he says the rituals don't matter if your actions are not right.
他说，你的如果行为不能够跟他相称的话，那你这些所做的仪式、这些献祭都是没有意义的。
In chapter Isaiah chapter one，
在以赛亚书，第一章。
Verse 4, the people have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel.
这些百姓呢，离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者。
And then listen to how Isaiah describes their sacrifices.
然后你看以赛亚在如何描述他们的献祭呢？
Now, sometimes people read some of these comments from the prophets and say, ah, they rejected the system of sacrifices.
有时候人就读到这些先知所说的话，就说这先知他们就拒绝这个献祭系统。
They didn't reject the system of sacrifices.
其实先知他并没有拒绝这个献祭的整个这个系统这个设定。
But they rejected the emptiness.
但是他们所拒绝的是这个献祭的时候里边的这个没有意义，这个徒有外表，里边是空的。
Bringing sacrifices.
就是人们把那个祭物带来。
But then living wicked lives.
却过一个邪恶的生活。
And so he says in verse 4, you've forsaken God, you despise the Holy One of Israel.
以赛亚就说你们离弃耶和华，藐视以色列的圣者。
And so then this is what he says in verse 13.
那他在十三节就说到。
God says, bring no more vain offerings.
所以神就说你们不要再献虚浮的供物。
And the word vain there is empty.
那个虚浮就是这个虚浮就是毫无意义的无用的供物。
He goes on, God says, I cannot endure iniquity.
神说我不能在这个就是忍受这个做罪孽。
And he ties two things together here that's very curious.
他把这两件事情呢，就是神在这里说的两件事情给连在一起，就是其实很有意思，也很大的。
I cannot endure your iniquity.
他说我不能容忍你们的罪孽。
And
还有
your holy assemblies.
还有你们的这个圣，就是你们的筵束会。
He puts the two things together.
所以神把他这个一个罪孽还有这个右手严肃会给放在一起。
Now, why does God say I can't endure your holy assemblies, your worship?
神为什么说我不能再忍受你们的这个严肃会庄严的聚会呢？
Why is it not holy?
Because they keep sin after sin.
因为他们继续的他们继续不断的在犯罪。
The assembly is not holy.
所以他的这个聚会呢，就不再是圣洁的。
Because their lives.
因为他们的生命。
Are continuing in their iniquity.
因为他们的生命，他们的生活是继续活在罪孽之中，所以他们的聚会就不再是圣洁的。
Exactly.
他们就是那个 Richard 说，他们聚会完之后回去继续的犯罪。
Jeremiah, move from Isaiah. Jeremiah.
那我们现在来看耶利米。
Chapter 13, God says to Jeremiah,
耶利米，神对耶利米说了，
I want you to take this linen cloth.
我想要你带上就是带上这个，它不是有个麻布吗？腰布，腰做的。
White linen, symbolizing purity.
他说一个白色的麻布袋子，这个是代表了这个洁净。
And I want you to bury it in the mud.
神说我把让你把这根袋子呢，就给放在那个就是。埋在藏在这个泥土里面
And then when you dig it up,
然后你再把它给挖出来
What has happened to that pure, clean cloth?
那个原来又很干净的又很好又很洁净的这个腰带现在变成什么样了呢
It's filthy
那就很脏了
And he says I called my people to be holy, to be pure.
然后神就说，我呼召我的百姓呢，要成为圣洁，要成为洁净。
And instead,
但是呢，
you have become polluted.
你们却污秽了自己。
But again with Jeremiah, they're still going through the rituals.
但是在只是耶利米做先知的整个时期，这些百姓还在继续的进行这些献祭啊，这些仪式。
Chapter 7,
第七章。
Verse 4, Isaiah is standing in front of the temple.
第七章第四节呢，耶利米呢就站在这个圣殿的门口。
Babylon has surrounded the city.
现在这个时候，耶路撒冷已经被巴比伦的军队所围困。
But the people say,
但是百姓说，
we still worship in the temple.
我们还在圣殿里敬拜啊。
We still have our holy assemblies.
我们还有我们的圣洁会、严肃会啊。
God says,
神说，
though they fast, I will not hear their cry.
即使他们禁食，我也不会听到他们的呼求。
Though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings,
即使他们献素祭、献平献这个燔祭，
I will not accept them.
我也不会接受。
Again, the prophets are not throwing out the system of sacrifices.
先知并不是就把这个，就是说把这个献祭系统整个都扔掉了。
But they are saying those sacrifices mean nothing if they don't come from a heart that loves and obeys God.
如果这些的献祭不是出自于一颗爱神、愿意顺服神的心，那这些献祭就毫无意义。
Ezekiel.
在以西结书，
God says the nation are stubborn rebels.
神说这些以色列民是又是这个怎么说呢？悖逆的恶民。
Who have rebelled against me?
就是他们悖逆我，违背我。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
He says you have not walked in my statutes.
他们which verse?
Verse 12.
他们就说这些百姓呢没有遵行我的律例。
You've not obeyed my rules.
也没有顺从我的典章。
And then listen to this phrase.
你听他下面讲的。
You have acted according to the rules of the nations around you.
却随从你们四围列国的恶规。
Now that phrase, I think, is important for this reason.
我觉得那个这句这个词语之所以重要，是因为。
One of the things, and I didn't spend any time on this when we were in the historical books.
当我们在讲历史书卷的时候，我没有花时间讲这个观念，没讲这个部分。
But when Israel asked for a king,
当以色列人要求立王的时候，
they come to Samuel and they say, "We want to have a king."
他们到先知撒母耳到撒母耳面前说，我们想要有一位王。立王。
And they give their motivation for wanting a king.
他们就讲出了他们为什么要立王的动机。
Does anybody remember
记不记得
why Israel wants a king?
大家记不记得以色列人为什么他们想要立王呢？
We want to be like the other nations.
因为他们想要像周围的列国。
And here's what's so tragic about that.
这个真的让人很难过，简直就是个悲剧事件的原因是什么呢？
Israel was not supposed to be like the other nations.
以色列民这个民族，他本来就不应该像别的民族，像别的列国。
God says, "I've chosen you as my special people."
因为神说，我特选你们做我的子民。
And they say, "No, we want to be down here like the other
nations." 他们说，我们不要那么高，我们要下来跟别的列国一样。
And Samuel says to them,
撒母耳就对他们说，
"You're going to get what you want."
你们就会得到你们要的。
In the other nations,
在别的那个周围的这个列邦啊，
the kings raise high taxes to make themselves rich.
那国王呢就会征收很高的税，让自己过得很奢华、很富有。
That's not happening.
那你们也会有这样的结果。
In the other nations,
在别的国家，
the kings take your sons and send them off to war.
让把你们的儿子征兵，让他们去打仗。
That's going to happen to you.
那你们也会面对这样的情况。
You're going to become like the other nations.
你们就会像列邦。
And then we have in Ezekiel,
然后我们看到以西结书上，
the prophet says, you've become like the other nations in following their laws instead of God's law.
你们呢，先知就说了，因为你们就跟随四维列国的这些规矩，四维外族的规矩，所以呢，你们就而不是跟随神的这个律法，所以你们就变得像周围的列国一样。
One of the things that it seems to me we are very slow to learn.
有一件事我就 看到，就是说其实我们学的非常的慢，很难学习。
Is that God's law is always for our good？
我们很难学到的，就是意识到说，神的律法、神的规则都是为了我们的益处。
And so His law for us，
所以他对我们的律例就是
is always better long term。
从长远的角度来看，总是会超过，会好于。
than our way of thinking。
就是胜过我们自己的想法。
But it seems we never quite learned that lesson。
好像我们永远都没有真正学到这个功课。
Israel didn't learn it。
以色列这个民族没有学到。
And we are slow to learn。
我们也是学得很慢。
Because in the moment of temptation。
因为在那个受试探的时刻。
Told you before, temptation is when the bad looks better than the good.、Yeah.
什么叫试探呢？或者诱惑呢？就是在那一刻，那个不好的东西看上去比好的东西看着就更吸引人，更好。
And in that moment,
就在那一瞬间
，we think，
我们就想到，就觉得
，what I want，
我想要的
，is better for me than what God commands。
我想要的对我比神吩咐的那个要更好。
Right?
是不是 那是不是就是我们那个试探和那个诱惑看的那就是那样的呢？
And we convince ourselves，
然后我们也就说服自己
that God is holding something out of our reach，
我们就觉得神好像把一些东西给放得远远的，不要让我们够着。
Something that would be absolutely wonderful and enrich our life，
就是什么非常棒的东西会让我们的生活变得更好。
But this mean God，
但是这位刻薄的神
keeps it away from us，
竟然不让我们去碰那个东西。
Because he wants to make us suffer，
因为他想让我们受苦。
And he says， if you suffer enough， I'll let you go to heaven。
然后好像神说，如果你受苦的话，那我将让你上天堂。
But isn't that a terrible picture of God？
那是不是对神一个非常糟糕的，一个非常可怕的一个你头脑中的一个描述呢？
It is not a God of perfect love.
那个可不是有完美之爱的神。
What Israel could not get a hold of.
但是以色列人他们不能抓住的就是。
And what you and I often don't get a hold of.
那你和我经常也是不能抓住的就是。
Is that when God withholds something from us.
当神就是有些东西他不要我们去碰的时候。不给我们的时候，
it's because he knows it's not for our good，
因为他知道那个对我们不好。
And what he commands us to do，
他吩咐我们要去做的，
is for our good，
是为了我们的益处。
If we knew as much as God knew，
如果我们像神那样子全就是知道的话，能知道那么多，
we would want to do exactly what he commands us to do，
我们就会去做就像神所吩咐我们要去做的。
And it seems to me if we can understand that，
如果我们真的能够明白这一点，
in the moment of temptation，
在那一个受试面对诱惑面对试探的时刻，
it makes living the Christian life much easier，
那就会让你的这个基督徒的生活会容易很多。
Because there's none of us smarter than God，
因为我们其中没有一个人比神更有智慧更聪明。
And so if he says this is for your good，
所以如果他说这个是为了你的好处，
I can trust that in fact this is for my good， no matter how much everything in me says no，
不管说我里边有多想说哎呀不是这样的，但是我可以相信说神所说的这是为了我的益处。
Some more examples.
更多的例子。
Daniel.
在但以理书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
He is praying.
但以理在祷告。
Now, Daniel is in exile. He's in Babylon.
这时候你知道但以理他是被掳，他就是在巴比伦。
He's one of those who has been carried away.
他是那种被掳，第一批被掳的人之一。
And he's praying.
他在祷告。
And he says,We who were chosen to honor God before the nations，
他说本来我们是被选被你选的民族，
are worthy of open shame，
现在呢就是脸上都蒙羞。
We were chosen to honor God，
我们本来是被选这要尊荣神的，
and instead We have brought shame on him.
但是相反的，我们却给你使你脸上蒙羞，得罪你。
You see, in the ancient world,
在这个古时候
，war between nations，
这个列邦之间的这个战争
，was always seen as war between the gods，
总是被大家视作是这些民族、这些国、这些邦国他们所敬拜的神之间的战争。
So whoever won，
所以不管是哪方赢了
，brought honor to their god，
就给他们的神带来尊荣。
Their god was the stronger，
他们的神是更有能力的，更强的。
And so when Israel is carried away into captivity，
所以当以色列人被掳的时候
，whose god is the stronger？
那大家觉得那谁的神是更强壮的呢
？The god of Assyria，
the
god of Babylon。
就是那个亚述人的神，
亚述人的神 nations,
在这些列国列邦的眼里边，在那些列邦的眼里边，就是那个亚述的神，还有巴比伦的神最
神。
那亚威以色列人的神被打败了
by the gods of the other，
就是说是列邦别的国的神把亚威神打败了，在周围的人那个世俗的人眼里边看的。
Back in Joshua。
我们看那个在约书亚记里
When the spies come to Rahab's house，
当那些探子到了那个妓女拉哈的房子里的时候
She says we have heard of your God，
那个拉哈就说我们听到了关于你们神的名声。
What he did to the Egyptians，
他们是怎么样对待埃及人的。
We know how powerful he is，
我们知道你们的神是多有能力。
She doesn't say this，
他没有，拉哈没有说
We've heard of your generals.
我们没有听说你们的将军。
And how good they are at military strategy.
就是你们的将军在这个军事策略上多能干。
She says,
她说的是
we've heard of your God.
我们真的是就是害怕你们的神。
Now, we miss this because, unfortunately, when we read the Bible, we put on a different set of glasses.
不幸的是呢，当我们读圣经的时候，我们戴的眼镜是不同的，所以我们有时候就看不到这些。
And we just say, "Oh, this is just religious writing."
我们以为说，哦，想着说这个就是一个宗教的写作。
But this is how they saw history.
但是那个时候的人，他们就是来这样子来看待的，历史上是这样来解读。
Israel had defeated Egypt.
如果以色列人他们就击败了埃及人。
Pharaoh's army had been destroyed.
如果法老的军队都被消灭了。
Then Israel's God.
那就说明以色列人的神是大有能力的。
Now Daniel says.
现在但以理说。
Everything has been turned around.
现在每样事情都颠倒过来了。
And because we brought shame to God，
因为我们使神脸上蒙羞。
His name is no longer honored among other nations，
神的名不再在列邦中被尊荣。
Back in Deuteronomy，
我们再回来看这个申命记。
Moses said， if you will keep my law，
摩西说如果你们遵守我的律法，
the other nations are going to be jealous of you，
那别的那个列邦都会嫉妒你们，都会羡慕你们。
They're going to look at God or at Israel and say，What a wonderful God they must serve to give them, he says, such good laws.
就是说他们就会说哎呀是一位怎么样的神，怎么样美善的神给他们这么好的律法。
But now,
但是现在呢
a few hundred years later,
那过了几百年
the nation has brought open shame.
就是以色列人呢给让神就是公开的蒙羞。
Why?
为什么呢？
Verse 11，
第十一节说
，Israel has transgressed your law，
以色列众人都犯了你的律法
，and turned aside, refusing to obey your voice，
偏行不听从你的话。
I'm wanting you to see in the prophets that our actions are what show what's in our heart。
在先知书里面，我们都看到说是我们的行为就展示了我们的内心是怎么样的。
Israel wanted to claim。
以色列人，以色列想宣称
that our rituals show what's in our heart，
我们的仪式显示了我们的内心是怎么样的。
As long as I have holy assemblies，
只要我还有这个圣洁的聚会，这个筵束会。
As long as I bring sacrifice，
只要我还去献祭物给耶和华。
Or
或者
in the modern age,
现代的这个时代,
as long as I come to church on Sunday,
只要我星期天来教会,
and especially if I go early to a Bible class,
尤其是早点过来参加主日学,
then the rest of the week I can live the way I want to.
然后这个星期别的时间我就想怎么过我就怎么过。
The prophets insist,
但是先知们就坚持,
to use our terminology,
用我们现在的词,
there are no Sunday Christians.
没有星期日的,星期天的基督徒。
You're either a believer 7 days a week,
你或者是一星期七天都是信主的,
or you're not a believer.
或者你就不是信主的。
And so Daniel says,
所以丹以理就说,
Israel has transgressed your law, refused to obey your voice.
以色列众人犯了你的律法, 偏行不听从你的话。
And then listen to this phrase.
然后你下面听这一个,
All the curse and oath that are written in the law of Moses.
所以在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都倾在我们身上,
have been poured out against us.
都倾倒在我们身上。 因为我们得罪了神。
At the end of Deuteronomy,
在生命记结束的时候,
Moses had said,
摩西说,
if you keep God's law,
如果你们遵守神的律法,
his blessings are going to be poured out on you.
神的祝福就会倾倒在你们身上。
He says, your enemy will come against you in one way,
然后你的敌人会从一个方向过来,
as one army,
一支军队过来,
and they will run 7 ways.
但是他们会从7条道路逃跑。
In other words,
换句话说,
they will scatter.
他们就会被溃败击散。
But then he says,
然后他就说,
if you don't obey this law,
但是如果你们不遵从神的律法,
your enemy will come against you.
你的仇敌来攻击你,
and you will flee 7 ways.
那你就会在他们面前从7个方向逃跑。
And Daniel says,
但以理说,
all of those curses,
所有的这些,
poured out against us.
所有的这些咒诅就倾倒在我们身上。
We go to the minor prophets.
我们再去小先知书上,
Hosea,
在何西阿书,
Chapter 4 says,
第四章,
Israel is guilty of swearing, lying, murder, stealing, committing adultery.
这个以色列人呢, 他们犯了什么罪呢? 其假是不见前言, 杀害偷盗, 奸淫行强暴。
Their actions.
他们的行为。
But again,
但是再次,
they still insist,
这以色列人还是坚持说,
we're okay because we're bringing offerings.
我们还继续的献祭啊, 我们也有这个严肃会圣洁会, 所以我们没问题。
Hosea 6,
那何西阿第六章就说,
God says,
神说,
I want mercy, not sacrifices.
我想要的是, 我喜爱良善, 不喜爱祭祀。
Knowledge of God, not burnt offerings.
他说我喜爱那个连续, 不喜爱祭祀, 喜爱认识神, 胜于燔祭。
But instead, Hosea 4,
然后就像刚才第四章所读到的,
there is no faithfulness or mercy.
他们就是 which verse?
Verse 1.
就是说以色列人这个地上的人无诚实,
no knowledge of God,
也无人认识神。
And how do we know that there's no knowledge of God in their heart?
我们如何知道在他们的心里没有真正认识神呢? 这个以色列人这些人的心里,
swearing, lying, murder, stealing, committing adultery.
因为他们起假是杀害偷盗奸淫行强暴。
Their actions,
他们的行为,
show,
就是显示了,
that their heart, even though they go through some rituals,
即使他们有这一切的, 走这一切的仪式, 但他们的行为显示,
they don't know God.
他们并不认识神。
We'll see this, and I'll come back to this later, but in the New Testament,
在新约里, 我们看,
when Jesus says at the end of the Sermon on the Mount,
当主耶稣在那个登山宝训, 他讲完的时候, 他说,
many will say to me, Lord, Lord,
就是说他说, 到时候会有很多人跟我说, 主啊, 主啊,
and he gives a list of things, did we not prophesy in your name?
他们说, 主, 我们不是奉你的名传道,
cast out demons in your
奉你的名赶鬼,
do many mighty works in your name?
奉你的名行许多异能吧。
And Jesus doesn't say,
耶稣没有说,
no, you didn't do those things.
你没有做这些事情。
As far as I can tell, apparently they did them.
你从这个字面上看, 他们是真的是行了这些事情的。
Because he doesn't say,
因为主耶稣没有说,
you didn't do that.
因为主耶稣没有反驳他们说, 你们没做这些事情。
He simply says,
主耶稣就是简单的说,
I never knew you.
只是说我从来不认识你们。
Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
说离开我去吧，你们这些作恶的人。
What is the evidence they don't know him?
那他们不认识神的证据是什么呢？
They don't keep his law.
因为他们不遵守神的律法。
I've said in here.
我在这里说过。
Going to church is dangerous.
我们来教会实际上是一件很危险的事情。
Because.
因为。
We can allow ourselves to think.
我们可以让自己就以为。
That because we are going to church.
因为我们都来教会。
Nothing else matters.
那别的事情都不重要。
In the last time it's gone, so I guess now it's been 3 years. Two very influential Christian leaders.
三年之前有两个非常有影响力的基督徒的这种人物，就是
have been in the newspaper for scandalous things.
然后就是上了新闻，为什么呢？就是因为丑行。
Both of them.
他们两位
are people who did a lot of good.
他们做了很多好事。
They prophesied in his name. They preached in his name.
他们真的是就是奉主的名传道。
I don't know that they cast out demons.
我不知道他们是不是赶过鬼。
But they did mighty works in his name.
但是他们凭着神的名真的是做过很大的事情。
I didn't know either of them personally.
我不是个人，我都不认识他们。
But both of them had influenced me greatly through their teaching and writing.
但是他们的教导和他们的写作对我都个人都有很大的影响。
And so in the aftermath of that, I thought a lot about what happened.
就是在那个，就是他们那个丑行，就是这个上了新闻之后呢，我就想了很多这件事。
Some of my students were greatly troubled by one of them.
那我有的学生就是因为其中一个人的丑闻，他真的是啊，非常的受影响，非常的受搅扰。
How could he do this?
我说他怎么这样做呢？
He died without ever confronting this.
他死的时候都没有，在他死之前，死的到他死都没有人去面对他的罪。
And I think there are a couple factors, but one of them is this.
我觉得其中有 mean the reason.
Yeah.
我觉得其中有一两个这个事实或者说原因，其中有一个是。
He was doing.A great work.
因为他做的这个功很大。
And because he was doing all of this good.
因为他做了这些很好像奉主的名传道这些很大的事工。
He was able to just in his mind bury.
所以在他的这个头脑的思想中他就可以把这些埋起来。好像他的这个思想中他可以说我就不去看这些罪，把这些罪给隐藏起来。
We are very good at kind of compartmentalizing our lives.
我们非常擅长把我们的生活呢搞成一块一块的，就是。
A person who cheats on their taxes.
比如说有一个人，报税的时候就是撒谎。
Does not say I am a cheater.
他们不会说我是个骗子。
I am a dishonest person.
我是一个不诚实的人。
They will often think, even to themselves,
他们就通常甚至告诉自己
I am basically an honest person.
我基本上是一个挺诚实的人
Who, there's this one area where the government's not going to use my money wisely anyway, which is true.
就是说在只有这一方面，你看这个政府都不会很好的很善用我的钱，那个也是真的。他们政府会浪费我的钱。
And so I'm an honest person.
所以我是一个诚实的人。
Who just
只是
messes with the numbers a little bit.
只是把这个报税的时候这个数字稍微垫一下。
A man.
一个先生。
Who is mean and harsh and terrible towards his wife and children.
就是对太太和孩子都很刻薄。也比较严厉。
Doesn't look in the mirror in the morning and say, "What a harsh and terrible and cruel person you are."
他不会早晨看着镜子说，你看我是一个多么严酷、一个残忍的人。
They see the good things they do. Look how I treat my employees so well.
他们就 在想他们所做的这些好事，但是说你看我对我的员工多好。
And I put money in the little Salvation Army bucket.
然后那个救世军在那儿敲不起铃的时候，我也在里面放钱。
I do all this good stuff.
我都做这些好事善事啊。
And I just have a wife who really brings out the worst in me.
然后我只是我的太太，总是把我里面最糟糕的给带出来。
Right? Isn't that how we see it?
是不是我们这样来看呢？来想呢？
We do exactly what Israel did.
我们就真的跟以色列人做的是一样的。
To block off.
把那个。
The areas that are not right.
把那个就是那个不对的那方面呢，我们就把就不去想它，不去看它。
And to continue to see ourselves.
然后继续的看我们自己。
As righteous.
把我们自己看成一个。好像挺很公益的人。
One of the two men that I referred to.
我刚才所讲到的那两位挺出名的基督徒。
2 months before he appeared on the front page of his local paper for abusing repeatedly, sexually abusing members of his congregation.
就是在他后来新闻就报道了，就是他不断的就是好像霸凌他的会员，在那个新闻出现之前的两个月。
I was at a conference he spoke at.
就在他那个事情暴露之前的两个月，我在他参加一个特会，他当时是讲员。
And he gave the best speech I've ever heard.
他真的讲到是我听到的最棒的一个讲道。
On ministry,
就讲
compassion and integrity.
这个主题是讲到说事工连续和正直，这是他的主题。
It was a powerful message.
那是一个非常强有力的一个讲道。
Maybe.
也许或许
he didn't believe a word of it.
他自己都不相信他所讲的。
And it was fake from start to finish.
或者是从头到尾都全是假的，虚假的。
But I really don't think so.
但是我不这样认为。
I think he meant it.
我想他真的是这样子认，这样子想的。
But he had put in a corner.
但是他把他放在一个角落。
His own failures.
他把自己的一个失败呢都。放在一边把它给放在一个角落不去看。
Look how much good I do.
然后我在想说啊，你看我做的多棒多好。
You know, sometimes under in times of stress, I have a problem.
在那个有压力之下呢，我可能有些问题，有点问题啊。
But look at the sacrifices of my service.
你看我为了这个服事所付上的代价，所牺牲的。
You see, I think all of us are very good at deceiving ourselves.
我想我们每个人都很擅长骗我们自己，欺骗我们自己。
And so what the prophets do?
所以先知所做的就是
is to kind of shine a light.
好像照一个探照灯。
On our life.
把那个聚光灯、探照灯照在我们的生活中。
And say.
然后说
if you are living in ways that displease God.
如果你过的一个生活是不讨神喜悦的
Don't say.
就不要说
But my heart is good.
我的心是好的
And I'm doing a lot of good things.
我做了一些很好的事
All of it comes together.
所有这一切其实都是融合在一起
Hosea. Amos. Let's look at Amos.
现在我们来看这个阿莫斯书
Amos preaches to the northern kingdom.
那阿莫斯他是对这个北方的以色列国来讲。
And he lists their sins.
他就列出来他们的罪。Which chapter?
Chapter, I'm going to chapter 5.
Okay, 第五章。
But through the whole book, he lists their sins.
在整个那个阿莫斯中，他就把他们的罪给列出来。
Some of their sins are the, shall I say, bad ones.
有些罪好像看起来就是糟糕。如果我们来看的话
，their shameful sexual practices
有这种很羞耻、很非常不好的那种淫情这个。
But then some of it
但有些
are things that we don't consider too bad.
我们会觉得不是那么糟糕，不是那么严重。
Injustice
就比如说不公义
，mistreating the poor
就是对穷人不公平，就虐待穷人。
In chapter 2, he talks about those who will charge an unjust fine to the poor.
比如说在第二章他又列出来，有些人就是对穷就是收税，就是罚款过高。
And use the money to buy wine for the religious celebrations, the
Holy Assembly. 然后呢，他们就是多收钱呢，就是为什么呢？就是为了这个圣节会上可以献上这个酒。
And so in chapter 5, he says,
所以在第五章，阿摩斯就说，
This is God speaking.
这第五章就是神说的。
I hate, I despise your feasts.
所以神说，我厌恶你的圣节筵宴会。
I take no delight in your holy assemblies.
我对你们也不喜悦你们的筵宴会，我厌恶你们的节期，也不喜悦你们的筵宴会。
Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings,
你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭。
I will not accept them.
我却不悦纳。
The peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them.
也不顾你们用肥畜献的平安祭。
Take away from me the noise of your song.
要使你们歌唱的声音远离我。
To the melody of your harps, I will not listen.
因为我不听你们弹琴的响声。
So he takes all of the aspects of their worship.
所以就是神把他们敬拜的方方面面。
And says, none of it matters.
神说哪一方面都不重要。
But again, he is not rejecting the value of worship.
再一次，神并不是拒绝他们这个献祭的这个意义。
He's rejecting worship that is not lived alongside a righteous life.
神所拒绝的是在献祭的同时，他没有过一个相应的公义的生活。
And so he says, take all that away.
所以神说你把这些都挪去。
And instead,
而是
verse 24,
第五章二十四节。
Let justice roll down like water.
我愿公平如大水滚滚。
Righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
使公义如江河滔滔。
Amos says, no matter how many rituals you do,
那个阿摩斯说，不管你们做多少的这种，经过多少的仪式，有多少的严肃会和节气都不重要。
If your life is not righteous,
如果你们的生活，你们的生活是不公义的话。
And again, I think you can go through every period of history.
其实我们可以看历史上各个时期。
And find where we end up covering over injustice.
我们就会最后就是结束于，就是把这些不公正呢，把这些错误的行为给掩饰遮盖起来。
And putting on a religious face to it.
然后戴上一个宗教的面具。
And the prophets show us.
先知就向我们显示。
God's call is He's not condemning this.
神不是在谴责，就是责备这个筵宴会。
But He is saying the holy.Assembly, rituals, all of that.
神是说这个圣会和所有的这些仪式
has to be accompanied by right behavior.
必须同时伴随着一个公义的生活，一个公义的行为。
We come in Matthew to the Sermon on the Mount.
我们到看马太福音的这个登山宝训。
Ends with what I read earlier. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是刚才我讲到的第七章里边所说的，不是凡称呼主名的都可以进神的国。
But the one who does the will of my Father.
而是唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
We're going to look at this sermon later, not today.
以后我们会看这个主耶稣的登山宝训。
But all through the sermon,
他的整个登山宝训。
This, do this, do this, do this.
他是说做这个做那个做这个。
To the point where
到了一个点上是说
some people have taken the sermon and turned it into a legalistic set of rules.
有的人就把这个登山宝训就把它变成了一个律法主义者的一堆规则。
That do exactly the opposite of what Jesus was teaching.
就是跟主耶稣所教导所他们做的正好相反。
He wasn't saying.
主耶稣没有说
rules,
主耶稣说的不是说你遵守这些规则你跟我的天父关系就没问题了
They already had that.
他们已经做过那样的事情
That's not what he said.
那不是主耶稣所说的
But he's also not saying,
他也不是说但主耶稣也不是教导说
My father knows your heart is right, so it doesn't matter what you do.
我的父神天父知道你的心是好的所以你做什么不重要
He is saying,
主耶稣说的是
you must do these things.
你必须做这些
Because your heart is right with my Father.
之所以你做这些，是因为你的心跟在我的天父面前是正的，是对的。
If your heart is right with my Father,
如果你的心跟我的天父是你关系是对的，是。
Doing those things will be your natural response.
那做这些事情就成了一个自然而然的反应。
So in the first example.
所以在第一个例子里面。
There's more of them later, but just one to give you an example.
我就给大家一个例子，第一个例子。
You've heard that it was said, "You shall not murder. Whoever murders will be liable to judgment."
马太福音五章二十一节说，你们听见有吩咐有古人说不可杀人。
But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment.
但只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
And then he gives practical steps to take. If you bring your offering.
然后他就给了一些很实际的。就是步骤说怎么做说
And you remember that your brother has something against you.
如果你在祭坛上献礼物的时候想起弟兄向你怀怨
Leave your offering.
就把礼物现在弹起
Go be reconciled to your brother.
先去同你的弟兄和好
And then come offer your offering.
然后呢再来献祭
So which is he teaching?
所以他教导的是
That our actions must be righteous.
我们的行为必须是公义的
Or that our heart must be righteous.
还是我们的心必须是公义的。
And the correct answer is.
这个正确答案是两个都是。
Both.
两个都是。
It's not just enough.
不是光说。
To barely keep the rule.
就是单单的哦，反正遵守这个规则，这个条例就好了。
That's the thou shalt not kill.
那个就是你不可杀人。
But the anger now deals with the heart.
现在这个生气呢，是跟你的心。其实在处理新的问题。
But the fact that the heart is right.
但是如果这个心如果是对的话
is seen in an action.
就会表现在行为上。
Go be reconciled to your brother.
表现在说你去跟你的弟兄和好。
So the answer is.
所以这整个是
A or B? All.
所以答案是说在 A 和 B 之间选不是 A 和 B 都对。
They wanted to settle for don't kill.
他们是想说，哎呀，我做到不可杀人就好了，就。
You've got to have a heart.
但是主耶稣那也不够，你需要有颗心。
And then he says it's not enough to say, well, my heart is right.
主耶稣说，你单单说哦，我的心是对的，这个是不够的。
You now have to take action based on that and go to your brother and be reconciled.
你现在必须要就是要采取行动，跟你的弟兄和好。
Do you see how much further Jesus' demands went, both in the heart but also in the actions?
所以主耶稣要求的不单单是在这个，在这个心里面，也在行为上。
His teaching went much deeper, much further than any of the teachings around him.
所以呢，他所其实是主耶稣所讲他的教导是比这些，就是这些教导要更深、更全面。
To be holy, the prophets is.
所以在先知书里面讲到圣洁就是要公义。
Isaiah shows this, and we're going to quote.
然后呢，以赛亚也说。
Chapter 33.
以赛亚书三十三章。
Isaiah describes God's nature.
然后以赛亚就展现了描述了神的本性。
I'm coming back to what I've said to you before that to be holy is to be like our heavenly Father.
就像我们以前讲的，圣洁就是像我们的天父。
Isaiah 33, God,
Isaiah describes God's nature.
The Lord is exalted, he dwells on high.
耶和华被尊崇，因他居在高处。
He will fill Zion, and I want you to notice these two words.
他以公，我要你看到下面两个词啊。
With justice.
他以公平公义。
And righteousness.
他以公平公义充满西安，公平是公正，这是神。
A God who is just and righteous.
神是公平公义的神。
Then you go down to verse 15.
然后我们看第十五节。
And he's describing us.
然后呢，他就这个描述，这就是我们的状况。
Who among us can dwell with the consuming fire with this God?
我们中间谁能与吞灭火的同住呢？就是这样一位神。
How can we live with this God?
我们怎么样跟这样一位神同住呢？
And look at how he, what he answers.
然后他的答案是什么呢？
He who walks righteously,
就是行事
God is righteous.
行事公义，神是
公义。So if we're going to live in His presence, we must be righteous.
所以我们要活在神的面前，我们也要公义。
And then he describes justice.
然后接着他就描述了什么是公正、公平。
He who walks righteously,
就是行事公义。
Speaks uprightly,
说话正直。
Despises the gain of oppression,
厌弃压榨所得的利益。
God is righteous, just, and righteous.
神是公正、公平、公义。
And Isaiah says, "Here is who can live in God's presence."
以赛亚说，那这里就是如何在神活在神的面前。
People who are
这些人是怎么样的呢
？Just
行事公义，然后正直，就是公正、公义。
Our relationship with God always has to be seen in how we treat.
我们跟神的关系总是会显示在我们是如何对待周围人的。
Our behavior comes out of a heart.
我们的行为来自于我们的内心。
And if we have a righteous heart,
如果我们有一颗公义的心
，the prophet say,
这个先知就说
，that's going to be seen in righteous actions.
就会在我们公正的行公正。公义的行为上展现出来。
Let me go back to Ezekiel.
我们再回到以西结书。
Ezekiel is writing in a time when Judah is in captivity.
以西结他这个写书的时间是犹大呢，他们在被掳的时期。
She has been judged for her sin.
那犹大因为他的罪呢，被神审判。
And Ezekiel looks forward to a day when God is going to change the people.
然后以西结就看到未来有一天神会改变他的子民。
And here's how he describes it.
那他是如何描述的 ？36.
11:20. Ezekiel 11:20.
以西结第十一章第二十节是这么说。
I will give them one heart.
19。我要使他们有合一的心
A new spirit I will put within them.
也要将心灵放在他们里面
I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh.
我要又从他们肉体中除掉石心
A heart of flesh.
赐给他们肉心
Okay, he says, here's what I'm going to do for my people.
是神说我要为我的百姓做这样
I'm going to take away the hard heart.
我要从他们的肉体中除掉这个石心
give them a righteous, pure heart.
给他们一个公义的洁净的心心
How will we know that has happened?
我们如何知道这一切怎么发生的呢
They will walk in my statutes.
他们我们知道这个是不是发生了就是来看他们会顺从
my precepts and obey them.
他们使他们顺从我的律例谨守遵行我的典章他们要做我的子民我要做他们的神
Israel's problem was not the law.
以色列的问题不是在于律法。
Israel's problem was not that the sacrificial system wasn't good enough.
以色列的问题也不是在于说他们的献祭系统不够好。
That God tried and it didn't work, so he had to go with a different plan in the New Testament.
就是神试了，然后这个行不通，所以神得再去到新约里面，这样换一个不同的系统。
Israel's problem was.
以色列的问题就是。
Hearts that were hard.
是有一颗坚硬的实心，就是有颗硬心。
Hearts that loved God, did not love God.
有一颗不爱神的心。
Hearts that asked this.
这个心是这样说的，这样问的。
What's the minimum I can do?
我怎么样做的最少
？And keep God from getting mad at me.
然后怎么可以说做的最少只要神对我不生气
What's the least I can get by?
我有怎么做可以绕过去就是怎么可以付最小的代价就是
Doesn't that sound a little familiar?
这个听起来是不是有点耳熟呢
Because that is our fallen nature
因为那个就是我们堕落的本性
Whether it's an idol or God We want to appease them with something.
不管是偶像还是神，我们就想要好像安抚他们，平息他们。
Those who worship idols.
那些拜偶像的。
What can I do to keep the idol from bringing disaster in my life?
怎么样让这个偶像不要对我降下灾祸
？And many who worship God.
那很多说敬拜神的人呢
What do I have to do to keep him from bringing disaster in my life?
也是不要，我怎么做可以让神不降灾祸在我的生活中？
But Ezekiel promises.
但是以西结就书就应许我们，神会给我们一颗心。
That find joy.
就是会找到，就是有喜乐。
In keeping God's law.
在遵守神的律例的时候是有喜乐的。
Hearts that find joy in doing what he wants.
就是在遵行神的律法的时候心里就喜悦这样一颗心。
All right, we're out of time.
好，我们时间又不够了。
Let me cut here if there's questions.
如果大家有问题。
I'll try to start next time, have some time for questions on this. Yes.
Isn't Israel's problem is to think that if we keep the, if we do the ritual,the law, if we do the ritual part of the law, then we're okay.
以色列人呢
while they ignore, actually the law includes the moral
right,
law, yeah. and the ethical law, and the relational law,
right.
and the spiritual law. There are all these dimensions,
right.
but they feel if we do these things, we're okay.
Right.
以色列人的问题就是说他是不是觉得我只要是做了这些律法呢我就没事了，但是实际上神的律法包括很多的方面，比如说是道德的伦理的还有属灵上的，然后这些方方面面他们就觉得哦，我只要遵守这一块就够了，是不是他们的问题，麻烦你去评论。
So that is where at the beginning of class,
这就是我们在
Isaiah, God says, I reject your iniquity,
以西结不是以赛亚书说我拒绝你们的
he puts them all together.
以西结就把这一切都放在一起，他说我拒绝你们的这个
they think this,
你们的因为你们做的罪孽就是你们
的罪孽，
因为他们所做的所以就把那个给取消了他们的
言 all of the law came from the same God.
但是所有的这些律法都是从同一位神来的
and so doing those rituals without keeping the rest of the law meant nothing.
所以呢你只是有这个仪式但是却不遵守别的部分就什么都不是。
I think Israel was like a student I had once.
我觉得以色列人真的就像我曾经的一位学生。
Now, I had many students who thought this but I only once remember a student who said it out loud.
我觉得可能很多学生这么想但是只有一个学生就这么明着讲出来。
They said to me,
他们说
I really am not interested in this subject at all.
我对这个题目啊一点都不感兴趣。
But I have to pass it to graduate.
但是我必须要过关，这门课过了我才能。
So what's the minimum I can do to get 71%?
我但是我必须要这门课过了我才能毕业，所以我能就是最小的怎么样能让我考到71分，就是尽最小的力量考过71分，我可以毕业。
That was Israel.
那个就是以色列。
If the Holy Assembly will get us to 71%, we can forget about the iniquity.
如果这个严肃会圣会可以让我们得71分，那我们就忘掉这个罪孽呀、啊、什么，神就不去想我做的这个行为是有不好的。
That's not how it works.
Mm. 那跟神这样子做是行不通的。
It's not a matter of getting up to a minimum percentage.
不是说想办法得到一个最小的一个好像你能过关的那个分数。
And you're right.Israel thought the rituals would get them there.
他就觉得以色列人可以让他们就是仪式就可以让他们过关。
也、yeah, 我就说整个会众如果他们没有和神有直接的关系的话，他们做什么就只是靠他们自己，就不知道他想、okay. 不知道他想要什么。
Okay, wait.
The priest was supposed to be bringing them to that personal relation.
就是祭司是本来是要带他们跟神有一个个人的关系。
But because their heart.
但是因为百姓的心
because the people's heart was not did not love God
因为百姓的心人的心他并不爱神
then yes it becomes an empty ritual there's no personal
所以就成为一个只是一个空洞的仪式没有一个个人的关系
alright let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
God thank you for your commands
亲爱的主谢谢你给我们的吩咐和命令
they are for our good
都是为了我们的益处
So many times we forget that.
很多次，很多时候我们就忘掉这一点。
But help us to see how much you love us.
让我们真的是明白，能够看到你多爱我们。
Help us to see how your commands are for our good.
让我们知道说你的吩咐和命令都是为了我们的好处。
Give us hearts that love you.
给我们一颗爱你的心。
That willingly and joyfully. joyful.
然后心甘情愿的欢欢喜喜的来顺服你的旨意。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。